Stanton Freelane sat at his desk, trying to look as busy as an executive should at 9:30 in the morning. It was impossible. He couldn't concentrate on the advertisement he had written the previous night. Couldn't think about business. All he could do was wait until the mail came. He had been waiting for his notification for 2 weeks now. The government was behind the schedule, as usual. The glass door of his office was marked Morger and Freelane, Clothiers. It opened, and E.J. Morger walked in, limping slightly from his old gunshot wound. His shoulders were bent, but at the age of 73, he wasn't worrying too much about his posture. "Well, Stan," Morger asked, "what about that ad?" Freelane had joined Morger 16 years ago, when he was 27. Together, they had built Protec Clothes into a million-dollar concern. "I suppose you can run it," Freelane said, handing the slip of paper to Morger. "If only the mail would come earlier," he thought. "Do you own a Protec suit?" Morger read aloud, holding the paper close to his eyes. "The finest tailoring in the world is gone into Morger and Freelane's Protec suit to make it the leader in men's fashions." Morger cleared his throat and glanced at Freelane. He smiled and read on. "Protec suit is the safest as well as the smartest. Every Protec suit comes with special built-in gun pocket, guaranteed not to bulge. No one will know you are carrying a gun except you. The gun pocket is exceptionally easy to get at, permitting fast, unhindered draw. Choice of hip or breast pocket." "Very nice," Morger commented. Freelane nodded morosely. "The Protec suit special has the fling-out gun pocket, the greatest modern advance in personal protection. A touch of the concealed button throws the gun into your hand. Cocked, safety's off. Why not drop into the Protec store nearest you? Why not be safe?" "That's fine," Morger said. "That's a very nice, dignified ad." He thought for a moment, fingering his white mustache. "Shouldn't you mention that Protec suits come in a variety of styles, single and double-breasted, one and two button rolls, deep and shallow flares?"
"Right, I forgot."
Freelane took back the sheet and jotted a note on the edge of it. Then he stood up, smoothing his jacket over his prominent stomach. Freelane was 43, a little overweight, a little bald on top. He was an amiable-looking man with cold eyes.
"Relax," Morger said. "It'll come in today's mail."
Freelane forced himself to smile. He felt like pacing the floor, but instead sat on the edge of the desk.
"You'd think it was my first kill," he said, with a deprecating smile. "I know how it is," Morger said. "Before I hung up my gun, I couldn't sleep for a month waiting for a notification. I know."
The two men waited. Just as the silence was becoming unbearable, the door opened. A clerk walked in and deposited the mail on Freelane's desk. Freelane swung around and gathered up the letters. He thumbed through them rapidly and found what he had been waiting for. The long white envelope from ECB with the official government seal on it.
"That's it," Freelane said, and broke into a grin. "That's a baby." "Fine."
Morger eyed the envelope with interest, but didn't ask Freelane to open it. It would be a breach of etiquette, as well as a violation in the eyes of the law. No one was supposed to know a victim's name except his hunter.
"Have a good hunt."
"I expect to,"
Freelane replied confidently. His desk was in order, had been for a week. He picked up his briefcase.
"A good kill will do you a world of good,"
Morger said, putting his hand lightly on Freelane.